Blog Talk Radio.
I've been waiting so long for your husband. Your tender touch is what I'm wanting. Put your hands on me.
Touch me, baby.
Ooh, you drive me crazy, baby. Sexy, you're all I ever wanted in a lady. Girl, can't you see?
Baby,
you're the one for me now, baby.
Only one for me.
And if I asked you to be mine forever, it wouldn't matter, cause I love you. You're my bride to be. In the future, girl, you're all I see.
All I see.
And I can't take no more.
Got me going crazy.
We're pulling some things out that we want to play and let you hear. It's all about being crazy over you as well as Eddie Love. This is the Love Cafe, and I am Dr. Lawrence D. Smith, and so excited to come before you because we're going to talk about the menu, which is always good when you check out the Love Cafe, and that menu focus on when you're getting started up in the appetizer as you go to the restaurant, and that's your lust. And we understand lust. And tonight's title will kind of make yourself check yourself. We want you to check yourself or you be by yourself. Then the second phase of that menu is the entree. And that entree is always that part where you have the attraction. You know, you look at that steak, you look at that whatever the entree, chicken or fish or whatever it may be, lamb, whatever. You get attracted to it, and you just dive in, and you just jump on it. So that's that part of the entree. And last but not least in our menu with the Love Cafe, always it's a dessert. You know, it's all about the attachment. So we're going to take this opportunity tonight and focus on our Love Cafe. We want you just to relax, just sit back, and enjoy an awesome hour talking about love ain't no joke. I don't want you to think about it. I do want you to be a part of it. I want you to make sure you make your comments down on the comment section of the talk, in regards to Facebook, or just call in like you normally would do. We're being broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. You can chat and share your thoughts about Love Ain't No Joke. And if you want to check us out on the web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproduction. and on Facebook for those people that's on Blog Talk Radio, facebook.com/drldialberto smith. So we're going to have an awesome night tonight, and we want you to play a part in it. Just like I said, hit me back, call, or either offer your comments through Facebook. We're talking about Love Ain't No Joke. Now, we want to make sure you understand the Love Cafe. The Love Cafe is the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. I just mentioned what the menu was. Just think about your appetite. Think about exactly what you're dealing with. Do you have lust on your mind? Or is it an attraction? Or is it the attachment? Think about what you could look at and say, well, we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on all three of them tonight. Because we're going to talk about love. Because this is the Love Cafe. We just want you to get comfortable. And if you're interested in also tweeting the show, you can go to @LorenzaDSmith15, @DrLorenzaSmith with the number one, @DrLoSmith with the number one. You can just go into any of our Twitter account, which is Talking Real to You, @TalkingRealToYou. You can check it out that way. Or even go to our sports talk show. You have a lot of opportunities to be a part of this night. We want you to be able to tweet and let us know what your feelings are as well. Now, as we get ready to talk about our show, we have to always start our show off talking about the Love Cafe, the acronyms. Because we're going to see where love, whether it's a joke to you or it's something very serious. So love ain't no joke. Let's look at our acronyms. We'll start off with the L. We're talking about it in regards to love. Love is L. L is being liked, living, and listening. That's so important. A relationship cannot work, regardless of whether you're going to consider this as your life partner or consider this going to be the person you just want to hang out with and maybe just your friend. You got to be able to listen to it. That's so important. You got to actually like them. And that's one thing we kind of forget about. You know, what I like this person enough to spend all the time. Do I want to spend the rest of my life with that person? You know, are they making me excited about living? That's the L in our Love Cafe. Our O is overcoming, overlooking, just making sure that when things occur, I'm willing to work through it. And I'm also willing to overlook the faults because we all have faults. We're not going to hold that against you. We always talk about when we're talking about in a situation, we say, giving a gift of love, when we say, I love you, which that term is not just a term of endearment. It's a specific term to tell you that I love you. And I'm going to have to be vulnerable to get to that point where I love you because love comes from the heart, the soul, and it's a state of mind. And we have to always remember those things go right along with it. We also have to look at the V, which is how valuable is this relationship. Value should be placed on time. Relationship is all about time. How much time am I willing to get to the relationship? Am I willing to work toward that point where I will put myself in a position to say that I love you? And that way you feel the same way, you can reciprocate that back to me. So let's keep that in mind when we talk about how valuable we're going to look at any kind of relationship we're in. Do we value it like we value our job? Do we value it like we value just being around our friends? Do we value the hobbies we have? How valuable is love? The E is everything. It's excitement. It's encouragement. We have to keep in mind, if the relationship is not exciting and you're not making an effort to make sure it's exciting, it's a chance you need to check yourself to see whether you're in a situation that might be a joke. Don't go into it with that. You want to go with the attitude of being serious. See, we're on Throwback Thursday. We play some music to kind of touch some things there. You know, we just reach back with steady love. Steady love, you can't have steady love if you don't understand the meaning of love, true love. And that's one of the things we always want to focus on. We want to make sure you understand what true love is, real love. however you want to call it, to you. I want you to take an opportunity now to think about it. But the call-in number, if you wanted to share your thoughts or either share your comments on Facebook, is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Then I'll make sure I get you on the line by calling out once you press 1, the last four digits of your cell, and then let you know you're live, and then you can offer your comments and offer your thoughts in regards to love not being a joke to you, or it's a joke to you, however you want to see it. But we hope we can share some things that are going to help you move forward. Let's move into our topic tonight, and because we have to really look at love and see how people react to it. One of the things we always said, love is a chemical process that happens in the brain. You remember I said earlier, state of mind. Love is all about a state of mind coming from the heart, which is the internal thing, coming from the soul. If you're not loving from inside out, 9 times out of 10, you're just loving something on the external that eventually will go away. And eventually, as time moves, like what goes up must come down. Gravity pull everything. It might look good now, it might not look as good to you. Are you willing to stay there long enough? So that means you got to find out from the inside and allow that love to come out. And that love coming out and is radiant from your body. A person that really sees and uses the same thoughts and ideal of how love is to them, it's internal to them, so it's going to be a connection there. And that's always one of those things we talk about, characteristic of a healthy relationship with love. It's a connection. So as we look at this chemical process that's in your brain that tells you that person I can fall in love with, I would like to be with that person. Again, love is always a state of mind. Is it your mind? Ask yourself that. Love is unconditional. A lot of times we don't see it as being unconditional. We see it as it's something we're doing right now. Because maybe when you told that person, offer that gift to that person, your mate, your partner for life or whatever that person you consider to be, they did not reciprocate it to you. And one thing to add to it about being unconditional, it's not for everyone. See, love is not for everyone. We had a thing on our show Tuesday, last Tuesday, with a co-host. I'm so glad to have this young man with me on Tuesday night, Brother Eddie Pratt, Pastor Eddie Pratt. You know, we talked about built for love. Some people not built for love. Ask yourself that. Are you built for love? Truly, truly. It's something you got to search inside of you. You have to reach and go back. That's why we're going to call it Throwback Thursday. You have to go back into life, assess life. Then after you assess you, check yourself out inside. Am I built for love? If I'm not built for love, there's a good chance I'm not built for making somebody my life partner. We have to make sure we understand it because internally we're not feeling that way. We don't feel like we can go through all the phases we actually go through. We're willing to go through the part where I'm willing to listen to what you're talking about and living and loving, willing to overcome, overlook, value. I'm a value as a person. I value your opinion. That means a whole lot to people. I value your opinion. That's how valuable when you're talking about you really care about somebody, you really love somebody, you value what they say because you had an opportunity to listen to them, and you're not listening to them drawing conclusions beforehand. The E, as we say, is everything. If you're doing the listening, the living, the loving, the overcoming, the overlooking, the value, valuing that person, it makes everything all right. It makes it exciting. But it's not for everyone. Just take time when you get a minute or two in your state of meditation. You want to really ask yourself, do I really want to be in love? Am I searching for love? See, that's another thing we have to keep in mind. Are people really searching for love when they out to get married, out to have a, or say, you're going to be my life partner? Make sure you ultimately understand what real love is before you start getting out here searching or even marrying somebody, and you really, really don't have a true understanding of real love. Now, what it means to you may be a little different from me. I'm just going to give you some terminology to help you move in the right direction. But I want you to also be a part of it, you know, type in your comments on Facebook. Or you can just distinctly go to our web link, and you can just kind of listen to the show, but also do the call-in. The call-in don't mean that you really, really have to talk and call in, just listen to the show. But if you have something to say, which I'm asking you to share your thoughts on this, that's 347-857-4192. Join me as we chat about love ain't no joke. Let's talk about real love. And it's something we all have to take an opportunity and search ourselves internally how we define real love. Real love is all about peace, joy, and happiness. There's no doubt about it. Real love consists of those things, and those are three important things. Am I at peace with this relationship and with myself? That person brings joy to my life, not sadness, pain. They don't bring it. And happiness comes from experiencing joy, peace. You will experience happiness. I always tell people, and I even said it recently to a friend of mine, I refuse to be unhappy in my own home. I refuse to allow myself at this time in my life to be unhappy. I am fighting. Now, it comes along with unhappiness, and always I got to be sad. I'm just unhappy about what things are going on, and I want to correct that by removing that from my life. That's dealing with real love. That's what we're talking about, real love. Peace, joy, and happiness. No, real love means that you have an unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled fondness and devotion for your partner. That's a lot being said, but let's take it and break it down. Unwavering. Love, real love means that you have an unwavering support for your life partner. Unwavering. Today I can't be for you. Tomorrow I'm against you. I'm your biggest supporter today, but tomorrow I got enough nerve to say something that's negative. I'm not supporting you. I have to be consistent, unwavering, meaning I'm going to stay the course because I love you. That's real love. Unbreakable. If you're married, got your life partner, ask yourself, the bond that we have, is it unbreakable? Unwavering. That can help you define love in your life. Unwavering, unbreakable. Nothing can break that bond, which if you are married, is a triple core that is wrapped with you, your partner, and God. It becomes one. It shouldn't be a bond that's breaking. And most of the time when the bond come about, it comes from inside. You want to keep that in mind. The bond, when it's broken, is from the inside. Your partner, your life partner, breaks the bond because infidelity. They break the bond because they are unsupportive. They break the bond because they are disrespectful. Those are strikes toward or actions toward breaking the bond. It can't be unbreakable. It has to be so tight because internally you gave the gift to that person by telling that person, I love you. That's a commitment, and it's unbreakable when it comes from your heart and your soul. But it also has to be a state of mind. You have to believe that. Don't just say it and don't believe it. That works hand in hand. Real love is all about that. Yeah, I'm going to take a little time tonight. I'm gonna share some things with you. And some people say, preach, teach, but share knowledge with people. That's what the Love Cafe is all about. Love ain't no joke. If you're not willing to just do the few things I share with you, it's a good chance you're not capable. I'm sorry, let me back it up. As we say on our Tuesday night show, you are not built for love. I want you to ask yourself. See, we have to assess ourselves every day. See, don't what happened a week ago. Yes, it set the stage for what's going on in your life today, but you must assess yourself from day to day. Assess your relationship. Assess your marriage. Assess that commitment, that bond you have with your life partner. Because love ain't no joke. And I want us to keep in mind when we taking time to look at who we want to be committed to as a life partner for the rest of our life. I didn't say things won't be rough. I didn't say things won't be unshakable. I just said don't let it waver. Don't let it be unbreakable. And don't let it get off that parallel in the right direction. Because you must have a fondness for that person, a devotion for that person. If you don't have that devotion to support that person, if you don't have that devotion, that dedication, that fondness for that person, why take the trip? Why get on the boat? Meaning that boat, like it used to be many years ago. I told you I was going to throw back a little bit. I don't know whether some of y'all may be old enough to remember the love boat. You remember the love boat? When you got on the love boat, you had to be unwavering. You have to be unbreakable. Unparalleled. You have to be dedicated. You have to be devoted to your life partner. Yes, I'm talking about love ain't no joke. Has nothing to do with those individuals who may be in a relationship. Again, as we talk on our show Tuesday night, people are not built for love. People are also not built for relationship as well. Just because you're single don't mean you're built for a relationship. And on top of that, a relationship can operate without love. You don't have to be unwavering. You don't have to be unbreakable. You don't have to be unparalleled and have fondness and devotion for your partner in a relationship. But if that relationship grows to the point where you truly, truly say this is my life partner, you have to be unwavering. You have to be unbreakable. And you have to be unparalleled. Have a fondness for that person. Have a devotion for that person. And have dedication. That starts that commitment that we ask you to be. Because real love is about commitment. We can also define real love as emotions as well as physical connection. You know, I want you to just think about the relationship you may be in now, the marriage you might be in now, the relationship you might consider in the future with somebody. You have to realize it's going to require you to bring your emotional dancing shoes with you sometime, your physical dancing shoes with you sometime, because you're going to have to be able to see whether or not you could connect with him or her through physical and emotional connection. Now, if you're not ready, you fall in that category of, I'm not built for love. Some people say, well, I love my family members. Yes, that's a start. If you can take how you love your family member or love the people that you say that you love that is dear to you, that's what your partner will be for you. That will be that person. In a normal relationship, as we always talk about relationship, we talk about the stages of tiers of a relationship. You know, when I meet you, you are in the category of associate. I met you passing. And you was introduced to me, and I was introduced to you. That's it. But if I decide to go to tier two, which is acquaintance, now I want to know, what's your cell number? How can I connect with you? How can I network with you? What form and what way can we connect? Because I am talking about developing now. This is part of the foundation, building foundation to love or be loved. And we always have to keep that in mind. The next tier, as we talk about developing love and in a relationship and healthy relationship with love, is friends. We have to be very careful about who we call friend. It may be a term of endearment, but that term just shouldn't be used because people take that term personally. They want to believe that, you know, you're an individual that care enough about me to develop a relationship with me, and I expect your support. I expect your dedication. I expect your devotion as we build this relationship. So we become friends. Never get caught up in friends with benefits. That's a very dangerous thing to play with. Because now you have moved to the next category. And I was talking to a good friend of mine, very dear to me, and we was talking about relationships and the tiers of relationship. And I said, you know, that I always told everybody that it was romantic, come out of friendship. But I think people have begun to forget about romance, and they're all about that tier of sex. That's the next one. Because it's friends, they get to be friends, then you allow benefits. Now that's sex. That ain't love. You're never going to be fooled. Because love comes not from the external part of you, Love is from the internal part, which is from your heart and your soul. And it's a state of mind. Love, as I say, is the emotional one. I'll get back to the other two tiers because there are some other tiers there. When I said emotional as well as physical connection with him or her, whoever it may be, runs immeasurable deep. Say that again. Immeasurable deep. You know how deep that is? That's talking about that internal part of you now. That's real love. Love has to come from your heart and your soul. That's how deep it is. And if you're not ready to do that, you ain't built for love. Now, you might ask the question, well, how can I be built for love? You do a little soul searching. Take all the things that deals with yourself internally, meaning how do I feel about things? Because love is not a feeling. Got to remember that. Some people caught up. Because if any partner tells you, I feel like I love you, open the door if you're inside and tell them to get out and keep moving. Or you don't have to. They've been showed themselves, and my thing about it, run as fast as you can. Because I'm telling you, love ain't got nothing to do with that feeling. I feel like I love you. Either you're going to love me or you're not going to love me. Because it's all about peace, joy, happiness, unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled. It's all about devotion, fondness for you, as well as emotional and physical connection. Now, let's take on connection. Because in our healthy characteristics and traits starts out with self-love. It starts and then follow up with trust. Honesty, you can flip them how you want them. The next one after those two is communication. See how important in our acronym LOVE is being communication is all about not talking so much. It's all about listening a lot. That's what love is all about. So as we talk about building that, building on myself, you notice these characteristics is all about you, or traits is all about you. It has nothing to do with anybody else. Self-love, trust, honesty, communication, and the next one is all about emotional and physical connection. You know, it's a sad day when you said, now, you know, I really like that person, you know, and I like myself, but I have a hard problem connecting with people. We had a show one time about people choosing to continue to be single. It's nothing wrong with that. But if you're not able to connect emotionally and physically with someone, it's going to be hard to be in a relationship or eventually move to someone who falls in the category of romantic relationship and to the next step, life partners. You know, I have another one in there, but that's going to be for another show. But for right now, let's think about that connection. I said self-love. This is all about traits that you need to make sure you have in place so I can say love ain't no joke. Because when I love you, and you have heard this from people, I love hard. Hard means I'm putting all into it. Exactly what we said, the meaning of trying to seek peace, joy, and happiness by not being not wavering, but unwavering, unbreakable, and unparalleled. That's what we're talking about. And we have to keep that in mind. It has to be deep. How deep is your love? There's a song that said it. How deep is your love? Only you know. I don't know how deep your love is. So we have to keep that in mind. How deep is your love? Is it real? Long time ago, throwback, memory X. Real, memory X. Real. Is it a recording? Is it put in plays that somebody can play back? Not love, not real love. Real love is your action. That's what it boils down to. You must display peace, joy, happiness, be unwavering, unbreakable, unparalleled, be devoted to the person you committed to as your partner, be dedicated, have a connection with them that allows you to get so deep, immeasurable deep. That's deep. And on top of that, it's so deep that life without that person will be practically unthinkable. That's real love. I didn't say obsession. I didn't say that less. I'm not obsessed with you. I'm ready to display real love to you. You can be a part of the show as well as 347-857-4192. Press 1, I'll get you on the chat line, and we can talk about your thoughts about love ain't no joke and what real love means to you. Is it that chemical process that's in your brain that causes you to fall in love with a person? Is it all about listening, overcoming, living, overlooking, valuable? Everything's in this relationship, I'm going to give my greatest effort. The excitement, the encouragement. People tell you, be encouraged. And the encouragement. It all allows you to be able to seek that love that you're looking for, because it's in you and you're ready to allow it to radiate from your body. So when that person God has for you, that you have desired and prayed about, they will be able to recognize it in you, and you will be able to recognize in them, because it will be an emotional and a physical connection. An emotional and physical connection. That's what it's all about. Real love, and you can say true love, includes respect. You know, I said from the beginning, if a person disrespect you, you have to remove them. But you know, I have that thing about when people show themselves, believe what you see, run, run as fast as you can, get away from them. Because when a person disrespect you, I don't think they can really love you. Now, if you think so, and you can challenge Doc on that, I ain't got no problem with that challenge on me. Because once he or she disrespect you, ain't nothing about coming back. I can change that, because that disrespect from the person that you say you gave that gift of love to, which is I love you, is traumatic. For some people, it's fearful. For some people, it's scary. So when they disrespect, don't say, I'm going to give them and I tell people, give them a second chance. You're giving them a second chance to disrespect you again. Because once they get away with it, there's going to be some people change. Yes, they do. I'm not saying that. If you think you see that in that person, because see, that person assessed themselves and realized that they did what they did. But if they don't, you need to move as fast as you can to remove that person from your life. That's dismiss them. I always believe that if you no longer, you know, we said be careful what we speak, because we can speak things in existence. If you want to end that, you say you're dismissed. It's like being fired from a job. You dismiss them. Because you know what? They may desire to give you love, but they may not be built for love. And love is a joke to them. That is not only a joke for them. Love is a game. Are you willing to play that game? Because when you play games, key score, somebody got to lose. And somebody got to win. Do you want your life like that? Do you want your relationship like that? Do you want your marriage like that? Love ain't no joke. Another thing dealing with real love, true love, is admiration. You know, I have admiration for that person. I really like them. I do anything because that person, you know, I believe in them. I admire them. I admire what they're doing. And they're showing truly who they are. They're displaying love from their heart and their soul. And that's what we're looking for. They do it unconditionally. They do it unwaveringly, unbreakable, unparalleled. They show you that emotional and physical connection. Yes, that's a lot. So some people, again, is not built for love. I didn't say they weren't built to love. It's built for love. It's capable that they can adjust. But once they assess themselves, they realize, you know, I was coming at this situation wrong. I want to have some peace, joy, and happiness. If you get enough unhappy moments, you get enough dysfunctional moments, you get enough moments where you seem like you're bumping your head on the wall, you'll go and assess and realize, I need to check myself. And they can. We're talking about built for love. Care. No. I had a conversation I was telling someone recently. I said, women are nurturers. They nurture you. They do anything to uplift you. They understand when they're connected with you emotionally. They understand all that. And I say, men, we are not nurturing. We can learn something from a woman. So if we have a partner that we're willing to learn from, see, that's something left out in love. When we talk about unwavering, we talk about unparalleled. We talk about joy, peace, and happiness. We're talking about a state of mind. We're talking and coming from the heart. We just have to remember. All of this is all about learned behavior. I say you don't have love inside of you, but sometimes it has to come out, and it takes things for you to see yourself in and see other people in a sense practicing. You say, okay, it'll work. So we have to learn how to care. You have if you have a significant other, a life partner, husband, a wife, a spouse, and you see like they don't care, it's not saying that they're not capable of care, they're not built to care, because you saw that in them when you decided to marry them. And say, I'm going to spend this life part and the rest of my life. But sometimes we have to kind of on the right track, because caring is action, going way beyond what you would normally do. It's not say, tell me I care for you, but I don't do anything. All I do is say it. What does that mean? That means nothing. And that's what we say about true love and real love. You have to care. True love, as well as real love, never subject your partner to hurt and humiliation. You know, I want people to understand that, again, that also falls in disrespect, too. You don't subject the person that you love to hurt. Some people got some powerful, hurtful words, and they use them when they in there for the game. They in there for the game. When I say in the relationship as a game, they're keeping scores. They're coming at you hard. They're going to say stuff. You know, I always talk in a healthy debate, you call an argument. Never punch below the belt. You can marinate on that. The caller number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you can just get on the line with me and talk with me and have a ball, because that's what it's all about. Because this is Love Cafe. You know, and I'm offering the entrees. I'm offering the menu. And in that menu, I'm just offering you some things that will make you better if you choose to check them out. If your partner hurts you or humiliates you in any way or any form, that's abuse. That's abuse. And I think a lot of us have been humiliated and hurt in our relationship, in our marriage, that we begin to build these walls where we're not able, again, to understand real love until we no longer assess the relationship. We have to assess ourselves. See, some of us, some of our future are built and the foundation come on unsuccessful love situation because we think that that partner that hurt me and humiliated me, all other individuals are going to be the same. People only do that when you allow them to do it, agree or disagree. If you do it one time, that should be the last time. The last time. Because, again, you showed me who you are, and it's time for me to run. And everybody said, well, you know, we did, but, you know, if they do it one time and you give them the benefit of the doubt, think you're going to change, they keep it a story. Oh, I'm one up now. She took it. You know, I disrespected her. She ain't said nothing. Well, he disrespected him. I humiliated him. You know, I hurt him. That ain't love. And for you to understand real love, you have to assess yourself and see what your definition is of real love or true love. And that way you can determine whether you built for love and allow love to be in a relationship or a marriage. People are married, and this is different to say, you know, I love you as that gift, but it's even special when that person says, I'm in love with you. So are you in love? You can't understand that if you don't understand real love. You can't say that until you understand it's real love. Next topic is, can true love or real love change you? It can change you. That's why I say it allows you to assess yourself. People come at you doing opposite what you encountered many, many years ago to have you with them walls built up. And you got to assess myself. Now, is it time for me to knock down these walls I have? Is it time for me to allow myself to be vulnerable. Now, love is all about, you know, vulnerability now, because that means you're opening your internal part, meaning your heart and your soul, and it becomes a state of mind you're working on. So you become vulnerable. Are you willing to be vulnerable? You don't fall in the category that you built for love, because you already know what love is. You just got to allow the hurt that you encounter, the humiliation, the disrespect, to no longer define you. You take charge of that from now on. Because I know what kind of person I am. I know how I am from my internal and what I expect and my expectation. I know what my goals are. So can it change you? It can change you for the good. It can change you for the bad. You have to be very careful either way. And I say that because if you change for the bad, you'll be a little while. Change for the good, if you ain't ready for it, you're still in trouble. Make sure you're ready for it. And that's what love. That's why love, no, love ain't no joke. That title, love ain't no joke. If it changed you for the good, you better need to be ready for it. If it changed you for the bad, you need to make the adjustment. What do you want to do? See if you're built for it. Assess yourself. Take a little time, meditate. Get in your closet and pray about it and say, God, just show me. That's what you're asking. God, just guide me. Give me the wisdom. Give me the wisdom that I need when I'm dealing with love. As I started off earlier, we talked about the traits. We're down to about 8 minutes now. I talked about self-love and always dealing with love in a healthy relationship. I shared about trust, honesty, communication, connection. See, I got several of them. I add a few more to it, and I want you to pick out which one that fits you, because I'm offering you many of them as traits. See if that's you. The next one that we want to definitely add to this is mutual respect. Healthy relationship requires a person to have a characteristic or trait of mutual respect. If you don't understand it, you're going to struggle with a healthy relationship. You're going to be going in and out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Boundaries. We have to set boundaries. I was speaking with an individual that was talking about boundaries. They always say, well, you need to set some boundaries. You need to set some boundaries. You need to set some boundaries. Now, we can have too many boundaries now, but we have to set boundaries in a healthy relationship with love. Reciprocate. Remember we say if we're in a relationship and I'm telling you internally I love you from my heart and my soul, if you're able to reciprocate, that works real well for a healthy relationship. But if you're not able to do it, don't say it just to say it. It has to be from internal, your inner self. If you're not willing to do that, then you're not going to be, that's going to be another challenge in that healthy relationship with love. Dedication, we spoke of that as we talked about what you need to make sure you are. You're dedicated to that relationship. You're dedicated to your marriage. And people say, well, I'm married. It's automatic. It's not automatic. We have a show last week, Date to Marry. Married today. I'm dedicated to just as much time I spent, just as much effort I put in to marry you. And once we say I do, I'm going to put just as much more effort and time into to make sure I date you as well. Married, date to marry, marry to date. So all the things I did before, I want to continue to do it with even more added to it. I want to come at you so strong after we get married that you, in your mind, you say, wow, now this is what I've been looking for. I don't want to be unwavering or unbreakable. Don't want to be unparalleled. I want to bring peace, joy, and happiness in your life. I want our emotional and physical connection to be deep. I want to be where life without you will be practically unthinkable. I want to respect you, admire you, care for you, never subject you to hurt and humiliation in any form. Because I now understand real love. It has changed my life because I know what real love is. I know the traits that are going to make this marriage last forever. Self-love, trust, honesty, communication, connection, mutual respect, boundaries, reciprocal, dedication, willingness. I am willing to do whatever it takes. So when I'm willing to do whatever it takes, this relationship is everlasting. This one, I want us to really take an opportunity to just let it set into your spirit. When I truly love you in a relationship, I become comfortable. Everything becomes easy because I'm comfortable enough to do all the things that I know because I understand what true love is. I understand what love is. I become comfortable. It leads us to shared values. I'm comfortable in talking with you, and I'm comfortable in listening. I'm comfortable in working to overcome and overlook the faults. I'm comfortable with how valuable you are to me. And also, I'm comfortable with how valuable I am to you. It brings about excitement. It makes everything all right. I am being encouraged. And now it allows me to set great expectations. That's what comfortable do for you. And shared value. And on top of that, flexibility. Are you flexible? Are you willing to be flexible? Or are you just going to be straight line? If it is, that relationship will not be healthy. It affects love in that relationship. So I want you to take this question and ask yourself whether you, it's in your family relationship, your friend relationship, whether it's in your marriage or you aspire to be married. The question is, so do you have a healthy relationship with love right now? I want you to ask. Now you can answer that question anytime. You can call in. We are at the end of the hour. It's been awesome. And I hope as we touched on this title, Love Ain't No Joke, all the things I shared with you tonight is you should ask yourself, am I capable of doing the things that it requires to have real love and true love? Are you willing to take the acronyms? And you can put anything you want with yours that's comfortable to you and say, I understand real love. And now I am in the position because of my understanding, to have a healthy relationship with love. Well, it's with my family. Well, it's with a friend or my friends. Well, it's in my marriage. Just keep that in mind. Do you have a healthy relationship with love today? Ask yourself that question. Take a little time, put some pros and cons down, and now you can find out where you are. You can answer what we try to share with you tonight. Love ain't no joke. Is it a joke to you? Because it's not a joke to me. It's been awesome tonight. And I want you to take an opportunity to call a family member and tell them you love them. Call your friend and tell them you love them. Call your spouse that might be at work, if not at home, just call them and tell them I love you. And when he do get home, tell him you love him again. It's been awesome this evening. I do appreciate you. Our first hashtag dealing with this, Smithway Production and Enterprise, is hashtag One Life Matter. One Life Matter, because we're in this time, in a challenging time. One Life Matter. That life could be, make sure it's your own. It does matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. No matter what you're doing, keep on grinding. That's my hashtag, but that's me. I keep on grinding. People say you're retired and you're doing more things you did when you weren't retired. But I keep on grinding because it's become my pledge that I'm going to keep on grinding. Hashtag responsible. Are you responsible? Responsible enough to love somebody. Again, family members. The family members you might not be happy with, you still have to love them. Because love can't be unwavering, can't be unbreakable, unparalleled. It just can't be. That's why, to me and for me, it ain't no joke. Next hashtag, communicate for understanding. All about the love cafe. The love and the L is listening and making sure that I'm listening. Not always talking, because a lot of time we talk a little bit too much and never listen to who you have in your presence. Once you find out, it'll be enchanting to you. And another thing, it won't hurt anymore. It won't hurt anymore. If you build those walls up, the walls will begin to fall down. All the hurt you went through, all the humiliation you went through, all the disrespect, when you find out how healthy your relationship with love will be, if it ain't with nobody but with yourself, the walls will begin to fall. And I tell you, you will have a great opportunity. If you are not in a relationship, you will find that person that God has for you. Communicate for understanding. That's the hashtag. And last but not least, as I told you to make sure you do, I'm going to tell you this every time I end my show. I want you to understand it because it's so important, because it's truly how I feel, truly how I feel. I appreciate everybody who joined us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on all the social media, as well as Blog Talk Radio. That's why I try to give everybody a shout out. We're right at a little bit over the time, but I want to give you a shout out. This is Lisa Lachey. Thank you, Lisa, for joining us. We appreciate it. Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, Behind the Mask Ministry. Thank you, Lisa, so much. You just thank you. All I can say is thank you. Thank you. Lord knows, thank you. Latay is inspired to inspire her ministry. I'm trying to make sure I get them right. Behind the Mask ministry was Denise Stephanie and Latay Pickett. She was on our show, on our first show that comes on Monday night, Real Talk, Inspire to Inspire. And I always tell her that's what I use, Inspire to Inspire. And you can check these individuals out. Just go to the Latay Pickett Facebook page, and you can check out Inspire to Inspire. She also has a hookup where you can go to Inspire Inspire and become one of those people that's her followers and want to join in and be a part of that, as well as Denise Stephanie. She have a information on Facebook. I'm giving them a shout-out because they are so good. They're good people. They're doing great things, and I want to make sure everybody here. We've been heard in 18 countries, so it's good that those individuals are hearing you. You can go to her Facebook page and check her out as well. I see Lisa saying, hi, Fred. Hey, Lisa, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. 100 years, centennial in 2020. It's challenging as been. It is a pleasure for the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated to join that 100 club, and we look to do another 100 years. As well as, and I'm going to get this one right, is Tintia Sally Owens. I know her from McKenzie. Many years ago when I was working down in McKenzie at McKenzie High School or McKenzie School, she was one of our co-workers, and she's a, you know, we appreciate it. She's an Owen, and I know about the Sally. I know a brother, Ricky. I'm so sorry to hear. My condolences to you and your family, Ricky. We lost him recently, and again, from McKenzie. Nicole Davidson, another one of my close people. I call my family down there in McKenzie. Nicole was one of my students back there. I think she was like in elementary. Nicole don't want me to tell the story. But she was probably in elementary and PE. I used to have her back in McKenzie, and she's now in the military and so proud of her. She's serving our country, and her son also plays football at McKenzie. And want to give him a shout-out as well, and the Davidson family completely. But thank you for your service, Nicole. And I know you... Last I know, I saw you was over in Georgia. When I get over that way, I'm going to give you a holler. All right. See my good people. We have Alpha Rho Zeta chapter of Montgomery of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated checking us out. Thank you for each and every one of you who is maybe one, maybe 20. Thank you all for joining. I don't know how many joining. I just see the name, Alpha Rho Zeta chapter of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated out of Montgomery, Alabama. Yvette Smith, my biological youngest sister, thank you so much, Yvette. Thank you for joining us as well over there in Georgia. Carol Davis, thank you, Carol, so much for joining us. Supporter also introduced me to her family member out of Huntsville, and they was on my show as a guest with their organization. Thank you, Carol, so much. Jennifer Renee Adams. Jennifer, thank you so much. I know I send you enough. You probably tired of me sending, just to make sure I tag you. And thank you for joining us tonight as well, Jennifer. Renee Adams, thank you so much. We also have Karan White. Thank you, Karan. Member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. She's a co-worker over at Alabama State University. Thank you so much. She may not need your LA information, but it is what it is, Karan. And she also do... And I think she's back to doing blast aerobics over there at Alabama State University. If you're locally, you can get here, check her out. I think you can check her Facebook page out, and she can give you more information. Karan White, thank you so much. We also have an outstanding Lisette St. James. Thank you, Lisette, so much for joining us as well. I can't really see. I want to give her a shout-out. I've been an organization, but I'm going to make sure I check that out. We have Dana Bowser. Dana just had a birthday. Happy birthday, Dana. Happy birthday to you, Dana. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Also, she's the author and the founder of Zuma with Mamacita. She's doing an awesome job. I have a shirt as well as a mask. I try to support black business and support business. Now, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, but I support her because she's a supporter as well. Thank you, Dana. Kim Sellers Bates. I'm going to say thank you, and you know what I'm talking about. Good Trouble. For people who are not aware, that was my fraternity brother, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, John Lewis, and a revered leader, a civil rights person, icon. He's known as the boy from Troy, but Good Trouble. Also, Dan Davis, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Then I'm going to flip it over. Kim Sellers Beta, I'm not going to leave y'all. Member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. My daughter would be very proud to know, you know, that you're on here checking out the show. She's a member of Alpha. She's also a co-host on many of our shows as well, Lauren D. Smith. Also, we have Cardi Kate Hill with him today. We was over there. We served Paul Barron, one of our brothers. He was a treasurer of Epsilon Theta Sigma chapter in Hainesville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Brother Ray Perry, Major Ray Perry. We had his service today, laid him to rest today, and he's one of those brothers known as my brother keeper. That's exactly what he is. He was a brother's keeper. He was a treasure for that chapter. He's sorely going to be missed. And the showing last night for our Omega ceremony we had for Brother Major Ray Perry last night. We're going to miss you, Ray. Rest in heaven. You're in the Omega chapter. We all seek to get to the Omega chapter, members of the Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, and we'll see you again. Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you, Shanita, friend of the family. Thank you so much for joining us. And that's all of our people that's joining us on Facebook. It's been awesome tonight. And we're going to wrap it up. Yeah, I went over the time about 12 minutes, but hopefully our title will allow you to think about love ain't no joke. Love ain't no joke. It's been awesome. And as we close this thing out, I'm going to pull back something throwback. We don't own the rights to the music, but we're going to play some things. And I want to say one thing as we get ready with the music get started.
Close to me. I couldn't sleep, couldn't eat. I just sit at home and I eat. But now all that has changed.
Let me take it out. Let me turn it out the right way like I always do. I love you, and I have a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome weekend. We'll check you out on Monday. We make sure you're on Monday. No, we're not on this Monday. We'll check you out on Tuesday, which is the Dr. Lowe show. But let me slip this in before I close this off for you. But we have a show that's coming up that will be a new show. I almost forgot about it. On Sunday at 3 o'clock on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in and check it out. It's entitled Tell the Truth. The host that will be on there with me is Miss Christine Walters. She'll be co-hosting that show, hosting the show with me. We'll tell her story, and we want you to be a part of it. That's 3 o'clock Central Standard Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Sunday. Check us out. Have an awesome weekend, and I'm going to pick it up.
I just sit at home and I think, but now that it's changed, I found someone to ease my pain. Oh, trying to tell you. Heartaches and all my fights, and it's all I've seen. a grown man. Yes, I am. Think I can understand. Yes, I can. But you didn't mean.